This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As winter passes, hopefully, and the snow fades away, some southeast Washington wheat growers are finding an unwelcome and unusual visitor in their fields. WSU plant pathologist Tim Murray says the pink snow mold is not unheard of in Washington, but...
In this particular case, it was a surprise because of where we found it. When we call something a snow mold, that's actually kind of a generic term for one of several different organisms that can grow on wheat plants under the snow. We have about three different snow mold diseases in Washington state that are all caused by fungi. And in this case, pink snow mold was found in an area where we don't typically see snow mold diseases.
Murray says growers are still in that 3 to 4 week stage after the snow melts to see just how bad the damage will be.
Just looking at some of the sites myself, we know there's going to be damage severe enough to kill the plants or kill some of the plants in those patches. The real question for the growers is, you know, how big are the patches and are there enough within a field to justify reseeding the field with or parts of those field with spring wheat?
Murray says growers should have a better idea of the damage in the next week or two. Listen next time to hear what options the growers have and the deadlines they face.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.